You're listening to KEXP at 90.3 FM in Seattle, streaming worldwide at kexp.org. I'm Cheryl Waters, live here in the KEXP studios with Ottawa. Recently saw them backing Built to Spill at the Treefort Music Fest and then got to catch your live set, which was amazing. I'm so happy you're here today. Welcome. It's Ottawa, live on KEXP. You're listening to Ottawa Live here on KEXP. Thank you so much for coming in today. It's so great to have you here.
Thanks.
Thanks for having us.
I got to see you at the Treefort Music Festival, and I loved your show. The first time I saw you, you were playing with Built to Spill. So I love how we learn about music from lots of places, from friends, from people that we know, and in this case, from a band that I admire, who clearly admires you as well. Tell me, how is it that you came to meet Doug and to play in Built to Spill?
Well, Doug went to Brazil to make a South American tour, and he didn't have a band anymore, so he wanted to play with someone off the South America, in case it's Brazil. And we have a friend in common that is Isa, who's helping us with the tour here through the U.S. And Doug got in contact with Lee, listened to Lee's songs, and wanted to play with him.
I can definitely hear a similarity in the kind of music that you love when I hear your band and I hear Built to Spill, so it definitely makes a lot of sense to me. One of the things that was fun to see was when you were playing with Built to Spill, and then I saw your show then and now, you changed up all the instruments, so you're all playing different instruments. Does that keep it fun for you all?
Yeah, we'll keep very fun because it's better for the mind, you know, changing the instrument, not playing the same thing the whole night through the parties or whatever.
Tell me what it's like where you live and what the arts and music community is like.
Well, we have this studio in the center of Rio de Janeiro today, and we throw some parties, so we have some bands playing there almost every weekend. And man, in Brazil now we have a lot of bands, like it's a whole new world of bands that should travel.
It sounds like you keep very busy. I mean, between the three of you, I know Lei is a graphic artist.
Yeah, and made some collages through the years.
And has a rehearsal space, as you say, a place to throw shows.
Yeah, it's Escritório.
A record label as well?
Yeah, the place where we throw the shows is the same place where we record the albums.
Tell me about your record. You had one out a couple of years ago.
Yeah, Sem Benção, Sem Crença was our first record. And the proposal of the band was different at the time because Lei wanted to do some experimental collages with sound. So the whole record is a bunch of collages of a bunch of things that we recorded at the time. Some of them, Phil wasn't at the band at the time, but I wasn't. And like there's more than 10 persons on the through the record, you know. And he recorded things with friends and family sometimes. But we'll put a second record out this year, and it will be just the sound of us three playing live.
Well, are both of those records going to be available outside of Brazil?
Yeah, the first one, it's available, actually. Fala o nome da gravadora.
Aqui?
Yeah.
IFB Records.
Yeah, through the IFB Records. We have the first LP here in the U.S.
And that translation, is that No Blessing, No Relief?
Yeah, exactly.
And tell me the name of that in Portuguese?
The meaning, Sem Benção e Sem Crença.
Okay, so look for that one, and you'll have a new record coming out this year?
This year. A record and an EP.
So when you play in Brazil, sometimes it sounds like a lot of people on the first record. Sometimes they join you on stage and
yeah,
it's a lot of people.
Yeah, that happens. We have sometimes Joab, which used to play drums with Lei solo work. He plays percussion with us. We have these friends of ours that sing with us, Laura Lavieri, Dani Valero. They help us sing.
It sounds fun. So it sounds like there's a real supportive community. Is it easy for people to make music, play music, maybe even to make a living making music in Brazil?
Not actually, depends. But like the do-yourself thing is starting to get really popular right now. Like I have a bunch of kids recording just in their rooms and creating labels. A bunch of people are influenced by what Lei did 10 years ago, 15 years ago, you know? The place where he lives doesn't have that kind of influence, like artistic influence, music influence. So he creating a label at the time was amazing.
It is. It's very inspirational. It seems like you're leading to the charge and setting an example for many young musicians to follow. Well, it's exciting to have you here today. It's Oroa live here in the KEXP studios, and you have more music.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Federal, na Assembleia Legislativa, nas câmaras de vereadores e no Senado, porque ainda há uma certa
Nice. Oroa live here on KEXP. So you've been on tour in South America with Built to Spill. Now you're touring here in the U.S. How's that all been?
Crazy. It's unbelievable. It's a dream for all of us. Actually, and principally for Le. It's like...
How's it feel, Le? Be on tour with Built to Spill and playing your music here. Good?
Fico feliz.
What's coming next for the band?
Onde é que a gente vai agora? Where are we going now? The next city?
Columbia City Theater.
We're playing at Columbia City Theater here in Seattle, and we're going to?
Tonight again.
Portland.
To Portland, where we play here tonight again, as Oruan and Built to Spill.
Awesome. We'll have such a great time. Thanks for stopping by KEXP.
Thank you.
Thanks.
It's Oroa live here on KEXP Seattle.